This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Well, Well, Well. Tex and Jill with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. And we have just listened to You and Steve McQueen by the Audrey's. A nice little gentle number to kick things off. Thanks, as always, to the Being There, Done That team for another great show. Now, how are you tonight, Tex?
Jill, as always, I'm really quite gorgeously happy to be here with you in the Joy Studio, because it's our, it's pretty much a Thursday night gig for us, so it's lovely.
It's just gorgeous.
And at the moment, of course, it's still light outside, although it's been a bit overcast today.
Has been.
But apart from that, yeah, pretty gorgeous. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I'm glad that it's not 43 degrees.
Oh, isn't it lovely that it's cool?
I know, nice cool breeze. Yeah. Like a bit of colour.
Now, Jill.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
What's on the show this week?
Well, I'm glad that's a question I can answer, frankly, Tex. Tonight we will be chatting with Dominic Smith, a co-president, of the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, to learn more about the services that they offer. Plus, we will be having some snippets of news. Plus, we will also be chatting about events happening around town later in the show. But Tex, we do love to hear from our listener. So how can they get in contact with us and let us know they are listening?
Well, as always, Jill, there's a couple of options. We have the live option. You can make a phone call on 1300-JOY-949, or if you've got one of those iPad or iPod thingies, it's 1300-569-949, and that way you can get to speak to a real live Gordon, and Gordon is waiting to take your call. Or if you'd like to contact us directly in the studio, you can send us an email onair@joy.org.au. Or perhaps if you've got your fingers ready, you could send us an SMS, 0427-JOY-949.
I'd just love to see somebody trying to send an email with their iPod. That would make
sense. Can't you send emails with those
text? Think of an iPod like an old Walkman. I really just play music.
Oh, well, what's the
It's an iPhone. iPhone.
Yeah, okay.
Tex, it's news time. We shuffle.
Oh, shuffle the paper.
Very authentic. It's so authentic.
Yep.
Now, the first cab off the rank for news stories is, is a response by Sarah Sipple. I hope I've done justice by pronouncing the name correctly, who's the president of the Centre for Health and Gender Equity in Washington. I think it is a female, forgive me if it's not. Actually written a response to the death of the Ugandan gay rights activist David Kato, who was murdered pretty horrifically with a hammer in his home, I think it was last week. Mm-hmm. And she's written, it's a fairly scathing attack on America, basically, and their involvement in some of the US-funded programs that they have in that country. And the statement sort of being said that there's some of the programs that they're running there are actually fueling the hatred and the discrimination that gay men, anyone in the GLBTI community, and also women, regardless of sexual orientation, kind of have as a consequence. And she says, while the US has condemned examples of rights-violating policies in Uganda, it still funds HIV interventions that are inherently anti-LGBTI and anti-women. And one of the biggest point, I guess, that's being made here is regarding the a program that's being funded that looks at abstinence. It's actually called Abstinence Be Faithful Focused HIV Interventions. Which I don't know if the listener will know, but basically they say the best thing or the best way not to catch or get HIV or any other STI is to abstain from sex. And the comment that they're making is, well, you're assuming that everyone is actually heterosexual by making this statement, and you're actually not looking. It's very, again, anti-women, and it puts married women and marginalised people at risk. and not everyone, because not everyone is going to get married. So this notion that if you just wait till you're married, then you can have sex, it's all going to be fine. They're saying, she's saying, is extremely naive.
It's actually quite interesting because they used to talk about the ABC, A being abstinence, B being be faithful, and C is a very much a last resort to talk about condoms. But in this piece that she's writing about, she's just talking about the abstinence and the be faithful angle, which I imagine, which is what the and these tend to be faith based organisations are pushing this line of, as you've said, abstinence. Mm. Yep. You'll be right, or being faithful to the partner, to one person, to one partner. But of course, we know that, you know, that's a really ridiculous thing to talk about, because if a woman is being raped, or a woman is being pressured by her husband, or by another man, or a gay person is being pressured to have sex, it's not necessarily consensual sex. So, you know, if they're just pushing this one line of the abstinence or being faithful, focusing on that, and ignoring the condom, then, you know, they're screwed, aren't they?
They are.
In both senses of the word. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and interestingly enough, with this sort of line of, or this theory, I suppose, is the fact that at no point does it say in an abstinence-based program that there's going to come a point when it's okay if you're a man to have sex with another man. It's completely geared towards a heterosexual standpoint. I mean, she does go on to say, look, there are some religions that do have a lot to do with, sort of American religions that do actually have a lot to do with the rights and the plights of people in different parts around the world, and obviously specifically Africa in HIV prevention. But wherever possible, they should actually be looking at trying to withdraw funding from ones that do have things like abstinence-based programs. It's quite an interesting theory.
Yeah, it's a really interesting report. Now, did this come from AIDSMAP?
No, that one didn't. This one actually came from a co-worker, actually sent it to me. It's through HuffingtonPost.com.
Yeah. And just for those who are interested, it's HuffingtonPost, post, HuffingtonPost.com. Once you get through to the sites, there's all sorts of different stories you can follow. But if you typed into the search engine on that page just the words David Kato, K-A-T-O, you'll get a wealth of information, both about his murder, about his activism, which led to his murder, and this treatise or this report which has been written.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting stuff. And, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what comes of it.
Yeah.
But devastating that it had to take a man to die to, you know, start talking about this stuff. Anyway.
Yep. Okay. Moving on.
We are moving on. We are moving on so quickly. It's quite remarkable.
It is indeed.
Well, look, we might listen to another gorgeous piece of music, as Al from Elwood has actually written in to say, I'm loving the music. Go Joy, Al from Elwood. Thank you, Al.
Al, that track was Jill's selection. And as always, Jill has an interesting mix of music.
Eclectic. Everyone reckons they've got an eclectic mix, though, don't they? Yep. Joining Tex and I in the studio this evening is Dominic Smith, who is a co-president of the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. Dominic, welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Firstly, Dominic, can you share with us and the listener what exactly your role is at the Gay... Is it the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, or just Gay and Lesbian Switchboard?
Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, or Switchboard for short.
Let's go with Switchboard. Nice. So what exactly is your role there, and how long have you been in the role for?
Sure. Currently, officially, I've been in the role since October as the male co-president, and officially in that role also... Sorry, since that time as the training coordinator. I've been with Switchboard for about 4.5 years as a member of the Committee of Management as well.
Right, crikey. So it's not a small task, is it?
No, but like most community organisations, you end up with a lot of unofficial responsibilities, which always makes the life interesting as well.
So, Dominic, And there's lots of people volunteer for all different sorts of organisations. Absolutely. There's Joy, there's Victorian AIDS Council, and there's Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, to name just a few. What led you to wanting to be involved in this particular organisation?
Sure. I've got a background in psychology and counselling. So my undergrad was in psychology. And being an out gay male, I thought a natural transition off that would be to get back into some form of telephone counselling as a committee member. Mm. And hence, here I am. Many, many years ago, I did my undergrad in counselling, in psychology, and I did a postgrad most recently as well. And Switchboard has been around, as you may or may not know, for a very long time, and it's a fantastic organisation that supports the GLBTI community on a number of levels that you don't necessarily see out and about.
Mm. Well, it's we're glad that you chose to do it. now, about the organisation itself, who or how was it initiated, or who initiated it, or what's a little bit of the history of it?
Sure. Historically, it started in about 91, give or take. And it started as a result of a group of very emphatic and very motivated individuals wanting and realising there was a need back in the community. Sorry, back then in the community for a support group, a telephone counselling service. And so it kind of stemmed out of the Also Foundation back in 91, and has been established ever since then.
Jay, so you've been around for a while.
Yes, it's a very magic number, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many volunteers are actually involved with the organisation as a whole?
Yeah, in terms of councillors, we have approximately 40 active councillors.
40?
40, give or take.
Goodness me.
On a good day. And behind all of that, we have a whole pile of other volunteers who help us in a number of other ways as well.
And what are some of those other areas?
Well, like most community organisations, it has to run and function, so
that's true. There's always admin, isn't
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Lots of admin stuff, lots of marketing, you name it. We're always looking for new volunteers on any level.
And so what is the process for becoming a telephone counsellor specifically?
Sure. It's actually quite a lengthy process, and it's an involved process, and it's not one that is for the lighthearted, I've got to be honest for you.
But that's good. Absolutely. And I think people listening would actually be happy to hear that. You
Absolutely.
Don't do an hour's sort of introduction, and there you go. You're basically a life support for somebody in crisis potentially.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the main thing to realise from our point of view is that you want to be part of the organisation. And do this kind of work. And if you don't, that's fair enough. There are a number of other organisations out there that might be better for you. So the process is very simple. You can apply online. We have a web inquiry-based system online. Mm-hmm. And once we receive your inquiry, then we can send you out an application form. Once we receive that completed application form, then we can actually give you an answer as to whether or not we'd like you to come along to our training course. And if you're happy to do that, then be prepared for an 8-week training course. That's a very full-on, in-depth, personally speaking, it's a very emotional experience. And if you don't get something out of it, I'll be somewhat surprised at the end of it. And when I mean something out of it, I mean personally.
Mm, which is nice to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that process of, I mean, yeah, like I say, it's good that there is that process that's involved. But when you initially get the registration form mm-hmm. before you invite them to the actual training, are there any key things? I mean, you've obviously, as you said before, you've got degrees and, you sure. know, yeah. Formal qualifications in this line of work. But what sort of things would you be looking for in terms of a volunteer?
Indeed. There actually isn't any formal qualification requirements. This is peer-based counselling. We're talking about people heart-to-heart, listening, supporting other people within the community. So the training course is designed to provide those skills, those basic counselling skills, to people who may not have those counselling skills to begin with. If you've got them, if you do have the experience, more the better. Mm-hmm. But telephone counselling is a very unique area and requires very unique skills. So we provide very specific training in that regards.
Okay, now, Dominic, on the website, mm-hmm. it says that counsellors identify as part of the GLBTI community Ooh. Themselves.
Yes.
How do you know this is the case? You know, how do you know this is really the case? I mean, there's not, you don't send them into a room with a gorgeous man or a gorgeous woman and say, well, let's prove our sexuality or orientation.
No, we don't. We
right.
don't.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
That's a relief for us all, isn't it?
No.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good question. And, you know, I've just been over to Italy and you need to have a card over in Italy to prove you've got a gay to get or a lesbian to get into any club. So it's nothing like
really?
That. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it's nothing like that. As I say, it's peer-based counselling, so we assume that our volunteers are being honest with us, and mm-hmm. we assume that, based on that, that they are being truthful in their expressions of interest to join the organisation. Having said that, part of the training course, and as you can appreciate, part of the initial training course is about themselves. So they need to talk about themselves in terms of their sexuality. And you pretty much can gauge who and who isn't part of the GLBTI community.
Really? Mm.
And that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
That's fine. We just don't invite them to come back. But so, well, do you actually have to say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't believe you? Do you? I mean, how do you? I
haven't come across it, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Okay. All right. Good. Sorry, Tex. Did you want to ask something before I rudely interrupted?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about why people ring up. You know, why do people contact a telephone counselling service in this day and age? Now, there's the internet. Mm-hmm. There's all different sorts of ways that people can access information if mm-hmm. they want to find out about, oh, gosh, I'm gay, what do I do? Perhaps they go online. Mm. Why would people ring a telephone service?
Mm, fair call again. There are a number of reasons. Being gay and realising their sexuality is one of them. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the main one. A number of issues do arise for a number of people within the GLBTI community. So we're there to provide support throughout all of those issues. So stemming from coming out, STIs, same-sex domestic violence, homophobia within the workplace, you name it, the spectrum of that rainbow we deal with on a daily basis. Can I also add, though, and bear in mind, we don't always take calls from the GLBTI community. We also take calls from people who support the GLBTI community. So we will also get calls from other health professionals.
Sure.
Asking questions for referrals, for information that we can send out to them about the GLBTI community, referrals for psychologists, community organisations, etc., etc. Teachers, for example, will call us, school counsellors will call us, etc.
So it's pretty broad, which is good.
It's very broad.
So what can people expect when they call? Do they go straight through to a counsellor? Is that sort of the process when they phone that number?
Indeed, they should.
They should.
They should. Yes, absolutely. They'll get through to a counsellor straight away, unless the lines are busy. We ask them to be patient, obviously, and call back when they can, within the means of the time frames that they can, and eventually they'll get through to a counsellor, absolutely.
Right.
Okay, now, apart from counselling, mm-hmm. Is the organisation involved with other parts of the community, the rainbow community or the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, sex, queer and questioning community?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Before I answer that, can I just go back to the previous question,
sure.
which was about
sure.
what they can expect? Yep. There was a little part there that I wanted to add, was that not only can they expect a person on the other side listening to what they're going through and talking about their experiences, they can also expect that the counsellor is, in fact, the call is, in fact, private, confidential, anonymous. We don't ask for the caller's name. We don't identify ourselves on the phones as a counsellor as well, because as you can imagine, it's a very small community. So anonymity is extremely important within this area, and that's one of the main key factors of and difference in terms of telephone counselling.
What about if say a man rang up and said, I'm gay, and a woman answered the phone, mm-hmm. and he only wanted to speak to a man? Is there always a man and a woman rostered on, if you like, at the same time?
The answer is yes and no.
Right.
You'll get the person who is on the phone, the counsellor who is on the phone, mm-hmm. and that counsellor is trained and experienced to support you through what you're going through.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
In other words,
absolutely.
It doesn't matter. So if a woman's talking to a man, it's just assumed that she is going to understand that what the coming out process has been like.
Correct.
You know, where the places are that gay men go.
Sure.
Yep. Good-o.
And support them through whatever the issues are that they're experiencing through that coming out process.
Sure.
Now, Dominic, are there similar phone services in the rest of the world that, and maybe one that you modelled your service on here in Victoria, or is this really one of a kind where no one else in the world has something like this?
We wish. We would put a patent out on it. No. And get lots of royalties. No, joking. No, we are not one of a kind. There are many services throughout Australia and overseas similar to ours. Whilst this service is very similar, obviously the way that they deliver the service will be different on a number of levels. So not quite unique to Australia, but we do. We are the only telephone counselling service for the GLBTI community in Victoria and Tasmania.
Right, okay. So you don't service, because my next question is about servicing Melbourne and regional and rural Victoria.
Absolutely.
Do you do any of
absolutely.
That?
It's the whole of Victoria and the whole of Tasmania.
Oh, the whole of Tassie as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
Can I ask how that works? Like in terms of, I don't know, why Tasmania? It just seems like a random, is it about phone lines or something?
No. No, they need the service and we're quite happy to provide it to them.
So if there was someone in Perth and if they wanted your service to be there, you'd go, yeah, that's cool.
Yes, perhaps.
Although,
despite the fact that Perth has got their own service.
There is one that's already, yeah.
And I guess for Tasmania, it's the size of Tasmania, the number of gay and lesbian people, the number of out gay and lesbian people, and the amount of money and services that are available.
Absolutely.
Now, Dominic, I understand you've got a pretty big celebration coming up.
We do indeed.
Can you tell our listener about that?
Absolutely, more than happy to. We are about to turn 20. Happy 20th, yes.
You don't
20
look that
years.
Old.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely, we're turning 20 this year and obviously 21 next year, so we are very much in celebration mode at the moment.
So what is that going to involve? What are you going to do to be in a celebratory manner?
First and foremost, we are saying thank you to our wonderful, wonderful members over the last 20 years. So we're organising a thank you to them, which will be happening later in February. So if you are a previous member and would like to partake, we'd ask you to get in contact with us as well. Throughout this year, there'll be a number of fundraisers. Because our funds are very limited, we obviously need to raise as much as we possibly can. So we want to keep that up as well. So there'll be fundraisers throughout this year. And then next year, when we turn 21, there'll be a huge party, we think. We hope there'll be a huge party to celebrate our 21st as well.
Okay. Now, I guess when you say members, you're going to invite members back. That essentially means people who have been counsellors in the past.
Correct.
So it'll be, I can imagine that would have been quite a large number over the years, over 20 years.
Absolutely.
In fact, I do know a few people who were there or more or less in the beginning. Mm. So they are coming back for a party.
Correct.
Essentially.
Absolutely. Memories of old times, a gathering of the old and the new, to talk about what we were back then and what we are now and where we're going into the future.
Have you got anyone that started with you then and they're still with you now?
We have a number of life members.
Right.
Yeah.
who are still with us, yes, absolutely.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, I guess most importantly, what are your hours of operation and when can someone access Switchboard if they want to?
Sure, so we're open between Monday to Thursday, 6 to 10 p.m., Wednesday, 2 to 10 p.m., and Friday, Saturday, Sunday and public holidays open from 6 to 9 p.m.
Right. And a phone number?
A phone number,
What number do they ring?
Yes, the counselling line is 9663-2939 within the Melbourne metro area.
Yep.
And regional Victoria and Tasmania, it's 1-800-185-527.
Lovely. I'm glad you got all that down, Tex.
Indeed, I did.
But what if somebody actually phones outside of those office or those hours? Is there a capacity to leave a message and someone phones you back, or how does that work?
We do. We have the capacity, if they want to leave a message, but we ask them to call back so that we can speak to them on the line.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, look, thank you so much, Dominic, for coming into the studio this evening and learning more about exactly what goes on at Switchboard and what the process is, and also what an amazing service that you do actually provide to not only the Rainbow community, but those, you know, people in who are teachers or maybe parents, siblings, a whole range of people, I'm sure, would access your service, and they're better for it.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
And more power, and let's look forward to that 21st birthday, which was, I'm sure, will be a hit.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Jill, it's time for us to advise people that they may need a pen and paper handy because we have a few websites and phone numbers. But I'm also thinking that perhaps what we really need to say, as well as piece of paper and a pen, is lots of people have iPads and things now, so maybe get your fingers ready to jot down a bit of information.
Whichever Whichever's easiest.
Whichever's easiest for you.
Yeah. This weekend, Tex, biggest news, I think.
What's that?
Possibly most people might know about it, maybe. There's a little parade happening. A little, it's a small, it's a march.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call it like it is. It is Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Pride March. It is, I know, it's very loud. We're going to pretend it's not happening. It's the 16th annual Pride March this Sunday, so sweet 16. The march starts at the top of Fitzroy Street in St Kilda and finishes at Katani Gardens. And there will be all sorts of performances and fun and frivolity on the foreshore.
Mm-hmm.
Assembly is at the Parkland at the northwest corner of Fitzroy Street and Lakeside Drive. Oh, I can't talk. And Lakeside Drive at 12 at noon for a 2 p.m. start.
That's right. So if you've got a group that you're marching with, you could probably rock up around 1 p.m. and know that there's going to be plenty of people around. But really, you can start the excitement up by turning up around 12 noon. And if you don't have someone to march with, there's always Joy 94.9, mm-hmm. was always a huge contingent, or the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, mm-hmm. where we're from, or the Also Foundation, or there's a plethora of different
Switchboard.
Groups. Switchboard, Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, of course. They'll be there. They always are.
We should probably point out, though, just to repeat it one more time, it is a no BYO event this year.
That's right. In the Katani Gardens, after the Pride March, the actual area where the celebration continues is going to be fenced off, and no alcohol will be allowed in. But for those who are feeling pretty thirsty already, we know there are going to be two bars with really good queuing system. That will be well stocked.
With a good queuing system and a well stocked bar, what more could you wish
for? That's
sure?
What I read in one of the papers today. No worries about it. You know, you'll be right.
So head on down. Apparently it's going to be quite a nice day. And the other thing I would say, just to really finish it, because mm-hmm. I know we're banging on about it for a bit, I would say don't drive.
Oh, no, public transport it.
All the way. Because it gets a little bit mayhemic afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look, Fitzroy Street, Lakeside Drive. I mean, Lakeside Drive is open for traffic, but traffic gets held up because that's where the march starts from. And Fitzroy Street just basically gets closed off.
Yep.
For all that glam and glamour.
Indeed.
Now, Jill.
Tex.
The next fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre is coming up really soon. It's going to be on Saturday the 12th of February. It's at the National Theatre in St Kilda. It starts at 7:30 p.m, but more importantly, it's called Short and Girly. Short and Girly. And this is a night that features the cream of Australian female comics. Now, do you want to tell us who a few of them are?
I would love to, Tex. We have, it's a bit of an all-star cast, mm-hmm. Rachel Berger, Denise Scott, Andrea Powell, also known as Ethel Chop. It will be a night of a lot of madcap fun, I think. And how, Tex, would one maybe purchase a ticket if one was so inclined?
Well, people can get, Tex will tell you how to get ticks. Tex. You can get tickets from Ticketek, or you can check out myspace.com/shortandgirly, or one word, myspace.com/shortandgirly.
Yeah. Lovely. Good stuff. It's going to be a fun night. I'm actually volunteering for that night.
Oh, guess what?
What?
So am I.
I didn't actually know that, Tex.
I'll be selling programs.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you see a stunningly attractive man as you walk in.
Tall with a graying beard.
Tall with a graying beard. That's Texas.
That's right. Thank you, Jill.
Now, there is a bit of research that's taking place.
Oh, yes.
Well, they're actually interviews, I should say. They take probably 30 to 40 minutes, and it's looking at men's views on rapid testing for HIV. Mm-hmm. Now, as most, well, I don't know how many people know, we don't have it in Australia, rapid testing for HIV. However, there are some countries that have had rapid oral testing for many years. And now this study is, and these interviews are not, you are not going to take a rapid oral test, rapid oral HIV test, and you're not going to be having to do anything physically to your body. So we need to make that clear. It's just about people's views. These tests are, they're looking potentially at having at-home saliva tests.
Yeah. I mean, the tests are available on the internet, but they're not legal for use here in Australia.
Yeah.
And basically, they just do a swab of oral fluid from the mouth. As with ordinary HIV tests, it's usually a blood test. Well, this means that there's no blood test required. And it actually gives you the result in about 20 minutes. If it comes back showing that there's a reaction to HIV, then they do a blood test just to confirm that it's truly a HIV positive result. If there's no reaction, it means that they don't get tested. They don't get a blood test.
Mm.
But as you said, Jill, in this particular study, which is called Rapid T, they're not actually asking people to test. I'm miming a swab.
You're
at
miming,
my mouth
brushing
here,
your teeth, actually.
And but... it's radio. but yes, it's just
an interview.
A series of questions, an interview. All the information that's provided is strictly confidential, and the study has the ethics approval from the Alfred Hospital Ethics Committee.
Along with our own ethics committee.
Indeed, the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre.
Yep. So the interviews take about 30 to 40 minutes and will be held at the Melbourne Sexual Health and Centre, which is in Swanston Street, or the VAC GMHC, so the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, where possible. If you are interested in learning more about this study, you can phone. It's a free call number, 1-800-217-490. That's 1-800-217-490.
Right. Okay. That's pretty gorgeous.
That's pretty gorgeous.
It is indeed. Pretty gorgeous. And just a really quick one. The Also Foundation will be marching as part of Pride March. They're going to be giving out their brand new Also Directory. We're always going on about the Also Directory, but that's because it's a really good read and really, really handy. It has details about loads of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and questioning groups in our community. And if you want to check it out, hard copies of the book are available absolutely everywhere in venues, gay-friendly shops here at Joy, or if you're more internet friendly, you can check it out online via their website. Really simple, also.org.au. And then when you're on the website page, just click on the word directory.
Fantastic stuff. Oh. Thanks. I hate to say it.
Come on, it's not nearly time to go.
I know, it has gone ridiculously fast this evening.
It has tonight. I think we need to give a big thanks to Dominic, one of the co-presidents of the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. And just remind people those numbers again. The number in metropolitan Melbourne, if you'd like to speak to someone from Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, is 9663 2939. 9663 2939. If you're in rural or regional Victoria or anywhere in Tasmania, you can ring them on 1-800-185-527. 1-800-185-527. They do a fantastic job.
They really do. And their website's extremely thorough as well. So don't panic if you didn't catch those phone numbers. Just go onto their website. Mm. But coming up next, it's a packed program, as every program here is at Joy. It's
theme party.
And the theme is, it's my birthday because it's Katie's birthday.
So a very big happy birthday to Katie.
Very big happy birthday.
Katie, Nat and Daniel will be in with the show. And then at 10 o'clock, there'll be Hide and Seek with Dean and...
Travis,
that's right. Any hellos you want to say?
Harry. Big hello to Harry.
A big hello and a big get well to Harry. He's had a little bit of an accident. A big hello to Warren and hello to Deb. We'll be back next week here on Joy 94.9 with more of Well, Well, Well. Cheers, everyone. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.